Hello, guys, and thank you very much for listening to this podcast. And I also would like to thank Kambiz for creating this topic and Amir Hussein for inviting me to talk a little bit about why and how I started developing Zabanshenas application. As far as I remember, I wanted to learn English and speak it. For example, when I was in my 14 or 15, I really liked English music, and I wanted to know what they say in their music. However, I failed constantly in learning English. And I think it had so many reasons. The first reason was money. At that time, I think we didn't really have any other option except for going to an English class. And English classes were expensive at that time. And I couldn't afford it. So I had no choice but to skip learning English at that time. When I went to my university, I realized that if I want to be a successful student and prosper, I need to learn English at any cost. My first try was to learn English with a friend's TV series. At that time, I think it was so much popular and people agreed it's good for English. Back then, we only had access to dial-up internet, so we couldn't download it. Also, flash storages weren't common, so I needed to buy the series in DVDs. When I got the package and opened it, it was 56 DVDs. It was so huge. And I thought I would definitely learn English with this stuff. However, when I started watching them, it was really hard for me and I couldn't understand anything. I needed to use Persian subtitles, and as you know, it doesn't help at all. And I continued to watch the series with Persian subtitles for, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. But I realized it doesn't help me this way and I gave it up. After that, I started so many other things. For example, I started reading 504 book. However, it was boring and I gave up. I used Narcissus vocabulary software. They claimed a spaced repetition of words is the best way to learn vocabularies and you would never forget them. I think I nearly learned 2,000 of words in their software. However, after some time, not only I realized that I can't use the words properly, but also I have forgot so many of them. So I thought this approach couldn't also help me and I gave it up again. Long story short, I used different methods, but they weren't successful at all. So what should I do? Am I really stupid in learning English? I didn't know. One day I was searching in Google and I saw an appealing advertisement. It turns out that Google did also know I'm desperately trying to learn English, but I couldn't. Interestingly, the ad was for AJ Hogg and its courses. I opened it and read a little bit and it was interesting. Then I found his content, and when I listened to them, it was super interesting. I thought I found what I missed for a long time. In his lessons, he mentioned some names like Stephen Krashen and Steve Kaufman. I googled for Steve Kaufman and I found that he has a great application of his own called Link, as you already know. It was right before I wanted to take my TOEFL exam, but it wasn't free to use. And since we Iranians don't have proper access to international payment methods, I couldn't use it. So I promised myself to create a similar application for Iranians after I take my TOEFL exam. So when I was done with the TOEFL, I asked Mr. Golmirzai to help me in this project. He had a very limited knowledge about Android application at that time, and I also had almost no knowledge of handling a website. But we started the work anyways. Throughout developing the application and website, we were constantly reading different tutorials and other things to improve our knowledge. And it wasn't until I think 1 year after we started the work that the application flourished. We had so many challenges, but we defeated them in that year. We probably, I think, worked all days and full time. So if you calculate it, it would be near 10,000 hours of work. So I believe in the 10,000 hours rule. That is one of our lessons in the application. Right now, I really don't want to call this business a successful business. But as far as I am working for myself, I'm really happy that I am not working for others. If you want to do the same thing and work for yourself, I think the first step would be to find a problem in the society, a problem that you think you can solve it, and then start working on that problem and dedicate your time. In the middle of the work, you definitely need to read on the internet about other successful people and how they solved similar problems, and you can get ideas from them and apply those ideas on what you're doing. So I think one of the most important characteristics to be a successful person and to do a work is to be persistent. That's it. I'm enough with talking. Thank you very much for listening. And bye for now.